Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. Welcome back from the weekend. It's Monday, June 24th.
And we got the best one yet for you. I'm telling
this
you,
is
this time.
Straight up TBOY.
This is an exciting week. Last week, markets touched right upon the record high before dipping slightly on Friday.
Very nice. Right before the weekend, they had to come down.
And now this week, we got the G20 conference in Japan, where President Trump might meet up with President Xi. You got the first Democratic presidential debates, which will be
not too
exciting.
Shabby. And then you got the Sweet 16 of the Women's World Cup. But Jack, what three stories did we work on all weekend for all of
us? We're kicking things off with Walmart. It just pled guilty to bribery in Brazil and has to pay $288 million as a penalty.
Details sound like a spy story, but Walmart probably doesn't mind the whole thing. We'll get into that in a sec.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the return on unethics in that story.
You don't see that on a typical income statement.
Second story is Canopy Growth. That's the world's largest public cannabis company. The stock fell 8% after a disappointing earnings report.
This is the perfect example of a great term. We're going to jump into the whole thing.
Third and final story is Amazon. It just patented this new surveillance thing with a new drone, and we had to jump into this one, and we're going to make a big, bold claim.
It's because we noticed a trend, and this one is not about drones. Speaking of trends, and maybe drones, were there drones?
No drones on this one. Thanks for asking.
Jack has no footage shared, except we will share with you that he was just fulfilling his duties as future groom for a bridesmaid lunch.
I just had my fiance's bridal shower. It was on Strong Island, and I made a 15-second cameo at the end. And Nick, I'm telling you, it was intense.
We wanted to share this because a lot of people get marriage advice out there, but you don't get bridal shower advice.
Yeah, the bridal shower advice you need to be prepared for. If you have any good bridesmaids in the room or a maid of honor who knows what she's doing, she's going to set up the newlyweds game, which is a fantastic old school, old fashioned party game.
You're going to have a clipboard. You're going to have to answer questions, write them simultaneously without looking at each other, and then share your answers. And that's a lot of pressure because people are looking into this and judging you.
So here's my problem. I kind of expected this game to be played, and I prepared by thinking about all the things about my fiance. The problem was I needed to think about myself.
Communication It is a two-way street.
And you get the question, what is Jack's favorite movie? Guess what? You have to write that down, not just your
Jack fiance. Doesn't even know.
I don't even know.
That's why we want to give the advice. You got to prep for every part of a future wedding. Now let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Canadian pot company Canopy Growth just fell 8%, basically because they're up to a ridiculous amount of things, and we found an interesting trend.
Yeah, we got to tell our audience, though, the important ticker symbol this company has.
Oh, this is key.
WEED.
We're talking creativity from the legal team, which is not the kind of thing you typically see.
So this is the world's largest pot company, and the stock dropped because of the earnings from last quarter.
Basically, sales only grew 13%, which is like fine if you're selling cereal, not as fine if you're selling a hot commodity like marijuana.
This is supposed to be a fast-growing industry, and 13% just didn't cut it. It totally missed expectations.
On top of that, you got the fact that weed was just legalized in Canada last fall. And so there are a lot of extra compliance costs that this company has got to pay just to stay legally relevant.
Yeah, the great thing about legalized weed is it's legal now, but the bad thing is there's regulation, and they have to comply with the Health Canada regulatory things.
Now, we jumped in snack style, noticed a few things. The first is you got to get out your, like, metrics to foot, you know, calculator.
Yeah, sorry for the American audience that's waiting to hear pounds here, but they shipped 9,326 kilos of weed last quarter. And get this, this quarter they expect to harvest 34,000 kilos of weed.
You got to multiply by like 2.2 or something. Now, the other key we notice is that they've got $77 million of quote-unquote biological assets.
Yeah, that's just a fancy way of saying weed inventory that is sitting on the shelves. It's been grown, it's been cultivated, it's been picked, and it's waiting for a home.
Now, there's an interesting worry here, which is partially why this stock dropped. And it has to do with the fact that Canopy may be producing more pot than it's actually selling. And that means there could be demand problems.
It's literally producing more pot than it's selling. We just mentioned that it shipped 9,000 kilos of weed last quarter, and it's producing 34,000 per quarter. So there's clearly a mismatch.
If you look at the price of weed at which Canopy's selling, it's down 11% from last year to $7.49 a gram.
Yeah, that's a great thing about cannabis companies. They say how much their average selling price is, and that's down.
Now, part of that is they're waiting on demand in the United States to actually happen, but there's a slight problem here. It's not fully legal in the United States yet, so the demand can't be there.
Meanwhile, they're just relying completely on Canadian demand. It got legalized in October, but there's this sense now that expectations for Canadian demand for weed were just too high, and so they've got an oversupply problem.
So if you're a cannabis investor, you're also looking to see if there are other interesting news stories elsewhere that could indicate if there's too little demand or too much supply.
In Oregon, that's what investors might be looking at. There's the code red situation over there. Oregon was an early adopter of legalized cannabis in the United States, and they have so much oversupply, prices are so low, that the government has stopped giving out weed permits to grow the stuff.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies up north over at Canopy Growth?
Canopy is vertical integration in action.
Exactly. Vertical integration. The idea of owning the entire production and supply chain. They're doing it by acquiring other companies.
Canopy can plant the stuff, grow the stuff, pack the stuff, ship the stuff,
boom,
and sell the
done
stuff. And when you
tape
control the entire supply chain, you can keep more of the profits for yourself.
Great examples of here of who it's acquired to make that possible. It just bought The Works, a British natural beauty company, because it wants to start selling CBD wellness creams in stores for retail.
This was a big one. It also acquired Acreage Holdings, which has former Speaker of the House John Boehner on the board. And that deal is just pending legalization in the U.S.
They also acquired Storz & Bickel, which is a medical device maker that also makes the Volcano vaporizer, because they want to get into the medical space and maybe kind of dorm space.
You can use Volcano vaporizers for essential oils or for CBD, apparently. And finally, it bought licenses to produce in Africa, Europe, and Latin America.
Canopy's goal is to own the entire process from the production all the way to retail.
They're ready to own the world, but just waiting for legalization.
That is vertical integration from the cannabis seed to the CBD gummy. For our second story, Walmart just got hit with a $288 million bribery fine with like a little bit of kind of spy details in there.
Nick, you know I love a good ROI, but the ROU on this bribery deal was very high for Walmart.
Right. We're not talking return on investment. We're talking the return on unethics. Walmart yes. nailed it.
So Walmart pleaded guilty on Friday to paying bribes in Brazil. But we looked deeper into it with the New York Times help, and they've actually have quite a track record of India, Mexico, China, some dirty deeds from 2000 to 2011.
Yeah, nice little period there. They used basically well-connected middlemen to get government approvals. You know, classic bribe move. Classic. That's like right. bribe 101.
So they pulled out their checkbook on Friday. They're paying a $288 million fine to the government. But guess
and
what?
And they were happy.
Yeah, they were happy. They were expecting a $600 million fine. When this investigation was first raised in 2016 under Obama, they set aside and they told investors, yo, we're being investigated for bribery. We're ready to pay $600 million.
Not to bring back the bridal game here, but life is all about expectations, as I believe they told you. They had already set the money aside. Completely different expectations. So investors were expecting a completely different liability.
Friday was actually good news. The stock rose 1%.
Now, if you were a manager, let's like get into the shoes here of like a Walmart Brazil manager. You basically had two options over the last like 11-year period that this was going on.
Yeah, you had two options. Bribe, and like things will happen quick, or wait, and maybe they'll never happen.
Yeah, probably not going to happen. In Brazil, this was getting like secret incognito James Bond-ish kind of.
So government documents from the investigation show that the people at Walmart Brazil had someone named Sorceress. It was a contact critical. Who was probably in the Brazilian government, and anytime they needed like a new store opening to get approved, they call that contact, they wire some money, and it gets done.
VIP man or woman in this case, they were paid $400,000 for these critical middleman, middlewoman services.
And then in Mexico, this wasn't part of the guilty plea, but in Mexico, there was a clear pattern of like a town in Mexico getting new cars and new computer equipment paid for Boom. By Walmart, and then what do Suddenly. You know? A year later, oh my a God. New Walmart is open.
Grand opening. Basically, in these countries with corruption, bribery happens to be part of, you know, the cost of doing business in a lot of cases.
Yeah, but if you're an American company like Walmart is, you have to follow the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which makes it illegal for American corporations to bribe foreign officials.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over Walmart who aren't really that upset about this big fee?
Yeah, seriously, Walmart got caught, but we bet that they probably don't even regret this whole thing.
Now, Walmart's management over in HQ1 up in Arkansas had learned about this and basically did nothing while the bribery was going on with Sorceress.
Right, and because they did nothing, today, Walmart has 500 stores in Brazil, over 2,000 stores in Mexico. They have more international stores than they have ones in the United States.
So let's talk about this return on unethicalness that they got going on. International operating profits for Walmart were $5 billion just last year.
Yeah, it was actually like $5 billion for several years in a row. Now let's think back. What did they pay as a result of this bribery?
$282 million for 11 years of bribing Sorceress.
And in 1 year, they make like 50 times that in profits.
And that, unfortunately, is Walmart's return on unethics. For our third and final story, this one is wild. Amazon just came out with like an insane new patent, and we're going to come out with a bold claim about what they're going to do with this thing.
The scoop comes from our buddies at The Information, which is a news website.
Nice info.
And according to them, Amazon's new patent is for drones. They're going to attach little cameras, video cameras on drones.
Already scaring me.
And let customers subscribe to that video feed so they can see what's going on in their neighborhood.
I'm born and raised in New York City, unfamiliar with the concept of a yard, but I've heard it involves birds. I imagine this is like birds with cameras in the trees.
Yeah, you have a bird's eye view, literally, and it makes us think about a service that might be called Prime Big Brother or Prime Doorman.
Right, you've heard of software as a service, SaaS, SaaS. This is surveillance as a service.
So we're seeing a trend from Amazon, from its recent patents and its recent new products it's unveiled.
We're talking video surveillance. It's all across this trend.
It all starts with Ring, which is the awesome like doorbell video camera security thing that lets you set up a doorbell next to your door that you can see the video feed through the app.
By the way, fun fact, the Ring was acquired in 2018 by Amazon. They were on Shark Tank a couple years earlier and were rejected by all five sharks.
And then they sold to Amazon for $1 billion.
Not too shabby.
Okay, second trend. Amazon Key. This is a smart lock technology that lets you use your smartphone from work and unlock your front door at your house.
And we all know any kind of a thesis has got to have three supporting body paragraphs, as we learned in middle school. And that's why recognition with a K is the third key to this trend.
Recognition is Amazon's facial recognition software. And this is a controversial thing. It's being used by certain law enforcement and intelligence agencies to identify like people on the street through video cameras.
When you're seeing three data points like this, Ring, Amazon Key, and recognition, that seems more like a pattern than just a coincidence.
Yeah, and the fourth data point is this new drone thing, which we'll talk about in a second.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway? Because we got to cut to this takeaway for our buddies over at Amazon and this trend.
When you see a pattern, think about that pattern and take it one step further.
Right. The pattern here being video surveillance, we've got a bold claim on it for Amazon.
Amazon Prime e-commerce delivery that we all know and love could merge with Ring, with the facial technology, with the Amazon Key, and with this drone thing.
We're not even going to bother calling the marketing department on this one. We're just going to call it over at Snacks Daily, Prime Doorman, sealed up, delivered, and handed off to Amazon to run with.
Nick, I mean, think about this. The biggest issue with Amazon's e-commerce delivery is the delivery. Like, sometimes you're not there. If you live in a city, they can't leave it on the front stoop. You get that little UPS tag that you don't know if you have to sign or go to the post
office. Adorable that you called this a front stoop. I haven't heard that in like a decade and a half. That's not even a real thing.
I heard in cities they have things called stoops.
Well, that's exactly why we're calling it Prime Doorman, because this combines the Ring's ability to see who's actually there, the Amazon Key's ability to let them in, recognition's ability to recognize who it actually is, and then the drone powering the entire operation.
Yeah, let's walk through the use case. So say you're procrastinating at work, Nick, and you order groceries from Whole Foods through Amazon and push deliver.
I was wondering what you were going to order there. Go
ahead.
Okay,
so then you get a notification from your phone that it's approaching beep, your beep. Neighborhood, and then you see from the drone surveillance the bus approaching your front stoop. And then
you're scaring me.
The feed switches to the Ring doorbell, and you see an Amazon-approved delivery guy, because of the all facial recognition, approaching the door.
Boom, it's coming together. I feel like we're at like a harmony, like top of the world moment right
now. Oh, we're not done. And then you tell Amazon Key to unlock the door. Come on in, put the groceries right in the fridge.
Boom, done. Prime, Doorman, Amazon, bringing the synergies together of the trend. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to start the week?
Canopy Growth is building a supply chain from plant to pipe through vertical integration.
Creative ticker symbols are in right now with WEED, and Slack was work.
And Walmart paid $282 million in fines and just pled guilty for bribery.
We're anti-bribery, by the way, but we do find it amusing that the middleman went by the name Sorcerer. That's just clever.
Third and final story. Amazon's got something up its sleeve with this video surveillance, doors, and lock stuff.
So if you see a pattern, just think to yourself, how can I prime doorman this thing? Now, time for our snack fact of the day, sent in from Garima Singh, a great snacker who wanted to like bring a little context to us here for what you're wearing.
All right. I just learned from Garima's fact of the day that cotton is water intensive.
Yes.
About 1,800 gallons of water are needed to produce the cotton in a pair of jeans, and 400 gallons are needed to produce the cotton in a t-shirt.
Never worn a pair of jeans, so I don't feel guilty on this one. But as a little bit of context, producing your average Sunday newspaper requires about like 150 gallons of water.
Okay, if you're going to grow things with plants, it requires water. That's clear. I'm impressed, though, that Levi's is working on ways to reduce the water intensity of its jeans by encouraging customers to stop cleaning them so often.
You just don't wash the jeans, or you don't wear jeans at all because they give you the chills.
All right, quick correction from Friday's pod. We mentioned that Ford is expanding Buick production in China. What we meant was Lincoln.
We missed that one, but we got your guys back, and we can't wait to snack with you all week long.
All right, we will be back with you again tomorrow. Thank you for snacking with us.
And this is Nick just letting you guys know that Jack owns shares of Amazon. The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.